What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, I'm Mark Moore, my wife Kathy Moore.
Hello.
And we are here in vacation season, right? A lot of people is going out of town, right?
Yes.
Including us, too.
Yes.
So anyway, we're going to try to take a vacation at some point, and we are looking at renting a boat.
Yes.
So anyway, last week's show, we talked about boats, and this show, today's show is going to be, you know, what happens when you rent a boat? What are you responsible for? Does your coverage extend over to a rental boat if you have a boat owner's policy or a homeowner's policy?
Right.
So we'll be talking about the topic today. You know, boats are just a fun thing. Jet skis, boats, sailboats. A lot of people have them. A lot of people, you know, go out in boats and have a good time, including ourselves. Mm-hmm. Kathy grew up in Florida, so that was a big part of your...
Yes.
I guess, what did you do, like, as far as, like, going on a boat? You had some, like, nicer boats, didn't you, growing
up?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. So, were you, like, Don Johnson and Miami Vice out there?
No, not that much?
No. But you did go out. Only a lot of your friends lived on the water, and they had boats, mm-hmm. and I'm sure that you were, that was just, it's just part of a lifestyle. What's that salt life you see on the back of people's cars, and people like to fish, and we went out on a, this was a kind of an embarrassing story. I went out with my brother-in-law, who is basically, what would you say about him? He's kind of like city slicker kind of guy, right? Yeah, Kathy's smiling here. So anyway, he is not going to be like a country boy fishing or hunting or whatever. So we went out on this boat, and we caught our catch, and it was one of those charter boats. You go out there, and they, you know, give you the fishing pole and the bait.
Yes,
everything's done for you. So we go, and we have our catch, and of course, they clean the fish for us, and we went
which is nice, because they can take it to the restaurants off the dock, and they will cook it for you.
Which we did. So we went to the restaurant. So
it's great.
We go in there. It's my father-in-law. Your dad can catch some fish now, let me tell you.
We brought fishing in lakes and rivers. It's kind of humorous.
He just pulls them right out of there.
Yes.
I'll be sitting there and just catching nothing, and your dad's just pulling up left and right.
Yes.
But anyway, so we go into a little restaurant that cooks up your catch, and the waitress comes up, and my brother-in-law's there, and she goes, "Oh, do you have your own boat?" And he should have said, "No, we went fishing with a charter," but he kept on going with it. And he kept talking about how, "Oh, yeah, it's great. They even bait your hook for you, and they take the fish off for you." And I just want to crawl under the table because, like,
That was embarrassing.
It's like, let me see your man card. You know, you just basically
lost it.
Yeah. However, I did bait my own hook, and I did take the fish off myself. So
congratulations.
Yeah. So, anyway, according to the Coast Guard, I said this in last week's show, in 2019, there were 4,168 accidents that involved 613 deaths and 2,559 injuries, $55 million in property damage. This is as a result of a recreational boat.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that we have, you know, we do have Lake Chateau here. We got Lake Notley, you know, Hiawassee Lake, I guess it is, Hiawassee Dam. So there are marinas here. There are places.
Fontana, too.
Yeah, Fontana. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, oh, by the way, if you ever want to see something on a boat, go Google Fontana Lake Rattler.
Yeah,
there was a rattlesnake, basically, rolled up on a boat.
That was not good.
Yeah, that's not a good video to watch.
That's not what you want to encourage people to watch.
People were boating. The snake, is a timber rattler came out.
Yeah.
And it, like, came back and swam and was the back of their boat, and they had a video of their... It was kind of creepy.
So don't. Yeah.
Yeah. So keep in mind, water is deadly. Boating is deadly. A lot of things that are fun can be disaster.
Yes.
You know.
Can be
so
come a disaster. Yes.
Yeah. I had one anecdote or story. My friend from high school is extremely hopper. Kathy knows who he is.
That's an understatement.
He has 21 speeding tickets and counting. He also had a boating accident.
Yes. What a surprise. Yeah.
Yeah. So he, of course, he insists he's a good driver. I mean, 21 tickets. Yeah. He's a real good driver.
So he's good.
His record has shown he's not. But he had a my friend's a friend of a friend. Actually, they were both my friends. But he had a little John boat, like a, I think it was a 9.9 horsepower Johnson. It's one of those outboard, but you steer from behind. You know, you got to be able to go behind you and steer. Well, he's out there doing, I don't know if you call them donuts on the boat. I don't know what you would call it, but you're going round and round. And he's on a, you know, cushion. You know, you're sitting there. And it's basically a rowboat with an engine, a John mm-hmm. boat. And it got wet, and he is sliding back and forth on this cushion. And guess what?
He got out.
He goes, man, overboard. Well, the boat was going in circles around him. So the boat's, he's out there in the middle of the lake, and the boat is circling him with a motor still on. Yeah, so this is like dangerous. Well, my dad at the time was a county manager in Clay County. Well, it turned out that he, on that particular day, has taken out his pontoon boat to do a tour of the Lake Chattoog with some dignitaries that came in from the Tennessee Valley Authority.
Of course.
So that turned into a rescue operation because Dad sees this guy out there in a boat, and the boat's circling around him. And so it was a write-up in the paper how, you know, basically Tennessee Valley Authority ended up having a rescue operation. He is definitely has been interesting to be around. So he still boats.
He's
I think he broke his leg on a dock a couple of years, too, actually.
Well, he's fun. Yeah, he plays hard, and he
plays hard, works hard, very successful, very sharp guy. He's like a sharp, sharp guy. Very sharp. So let's talk about, you know, last year we went on a boat. We didn't quote, well, I guess we did rent a boat, but it came with a captain.
Yes.
So that's going to be a different situation if you're just renting a boat by yourself. Also, things just kind of pop in my mind as we go here. If you are, say, a real estate agent and you are going out on the lake and showing property on the lake and a boat is being used for, quote, business purchases, that is going to be an exclusion. You're going to have to address that with your insurance company because you have gone over from recreational personal use into a business.
Correct.
So you're going to have to think about that. You know, call your agent, have the agent give you information, have it in writing, and they will call the insurance company. I actually just did this myself because we're looking at going to Florida, and this time where we were last year, we went with a captain, I guess, so to speak. A guy went out there, and it was probably a college guy or something, or boat driver or whatever.
Yes.
And so he's actually, you're just sitting there riding the boat along, and he's doing all the work.
Right, and he wasn't from there, so it was really funny because he was telling all this information, and I was like, I already...
Kathy was like, that's not right.
That's not right.
Kathy was educating him about...
Yes, I was educating
but
him.
We had
well,
some...
not, I mean, just telling him some different things because he wasn't from there.
Yeah,
so.
we had some points of interest. Like, I think it was some celebrity houses that were there, maybe.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah, so it was... And we had a really nice day, didn't we?
Yes.
It was fun. So this time, we're looking at renting the boat again, but not having a captain. So
correct.
Now we've just veered into a new era. So our friend that's going with us is actually a, and I don't care about titles or things like this, but he is an attorney. But I knew him growing up, and he is one of my good friends. And so he and I are renting the boat. So you've got an attorney and an insurance agent going out in the boat.
Yeah, fun times.
he was destined to be an attorney. He told me that when he was in high school, he ended up having this CD club, or I guess it was a tape club, and he, I guess they were going to try to come back. They seemed to see he didn't really pay, he didn't order, but they were trying to pay him for it, and he sent him a letter back saying that since he was a minor, this was not applicable. So he's a pretty sharp guy. So anyway, I called the boat rental place because I got thinking, okay, we're renting a boat. I need to think about what we're responsible for, how my insurance is going to respond to this. So I called them, and I asked for a copy of their rental contract. And first of all, I couldn't even give.
Still don't have it.
Yeah, well, I was like, oh man, we'll just, when you get there, you can just sign the paperwork. And I said, can you just email it? Well, we don't really do that. I'm like, okay, great. So we really can't like review what they're holding us responsible
all
for.
All this means is that when we get there to actually rent this boat, we'll be there for a very long time between the attorney and the
insurance
insurance people having to read all the contract. There's the fine print.
Well, surely not. I mean, sometimes you just don't want to read the whole thing. But I was doing this specifically kind of like for the show because, you know, there's going to be wording in that contract that I'd like to see.
Right.
And I'm not an attorney. We cannot interpret a contract without a law license. But I'll let my friend look at it and see what he thinks about it.
Did have a law license, yes.
But I know, like, if we wreck that boat, we are going to be responsible for liability potentially. and also damage to the boat. So anyway, this again is Mark and Kathy Moore on WJRB Talk of the Mountains, and we'll be coming back after the break, and we will be talking about rental boats and rental boat insurance.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore. And we wanted to let you know that we have 5 locations, 2 in North Carolina and 3 in Georgia. And More Insurance Services is located in Hayesville, North Carolina. We're next to United Community Bank. Come by and see Mandy, Amy, or Michelle, and we'd like to help you with your insurance needs. Go to Hiawassee. We're next to the hospital and the red brick building there at Town Trace. And you can come by and see Rose and Joanne. We also have an office in Blairsville, which is across the street from Home Depot. We're in the South State Bank building. You can come by and see Ashley and Shayna and Cindy and Greg. You can find us online at www.more-insurance.com or on Facebook. We wanted to let you know that Peace of Mind radio shows have now been added to our website. You can check us out on there if you've missed one of our shows. Also, we have another location in Murphy, North Carolina, past Arby's on Highway 64 West, and that's Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance, and you can come by and see Velda Dockery and Emily McEwen. Then we have our last office, which is the Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's located between United Community Bank and Burger King in Blue Ridge. Come by and see Kathy Hunter, Robert Burnett, and Jeremy Payne. We'd like to help you out with your insurance needs. If you'd like to quote, come on our website and request one, and we will love to help you out with your insurance.
Okay, so we'll continue our talk about boats and renting a boat.
Correct.
I've got a story here. You know, I guess the reality of being an insurance agent, we exist because bad things happen.
Correct.
And this one here is just really heartbreaking to me. I'm going to get ready to tell you. And it's in the news. People know about it. There was a Glee star actress named, is it Naya or Naya Riviera? Do you know, did you ever watch Glee, Kathy?
Occasionally, yes.
I never watched it. But, I mean, just looking at the, she evidently was a good mom. I mean, she was a talented, you know, young lady, you know, good enough that you got on a TV show. I mean, she's, you know, celebrity. And she was going to spend time with her son, which I think is very admirable. And so she went out and she rented a boat. Well, this turned out to be a tragedy because she never came. She didn't make it. She drowned. And, you know, it's upsetting to even think about, you know. And, of course, we don't know them, obviously. This is just something you could Google and see on yourself on the news. But, you know, when you go to rent a boat, we did it here locally. And I can tell you the place we went over here was excellent. They had all their ducks in a row. They had a video. I'm sitting there from an insurance point of view, agent's point of view, saying that these people here, they got it going on. So I'm assuming that it was the same kind of process where she rented the boat. They probably had her sign a, quote, liability waiver. But in any case, at this point now, that there is being a wrongful death lawsuit filed in relation to this death. What happened was she went out in the boat and was in the water and somehow could not get back to the boat, but she was able to save her son. So they found her son on the boat.
By himself.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just so sad. I mean, it's just so sad. So the wrongful, so even though there's probably a liability waiver, and I know we're talking about in the commercial, but you know, if you're in a marina, you're going to have some kind of waiver, but I'm not an attorney. I don't, it's going to help, but regardless, this place is still getting sued. Mm-hmm. So, and even if you have the waiver, you're going to have to approve from a defense standpoint. You have to defend yourself. You can't just, right, oh, here's a piece of paper, and you know, you're still going to have to go through the process here. But the wrongful death suit claims Riviera drowned because the boat she rented lacked adequate safety equipment, and there were no signs of warning of the dangerous conditions. Let's see. Ryan Dorsey, who is the ex-husband, says it's the 5-year-old's father, along with lawyers representing the Glee actress estate, are seeking a jury trial against Ventura County. the Parks Management Company, and the Water Conservation District. The suit alleges the pontoon boat rented from Parks Management Company did not have a safety accessible ladder, adequate rope, anchor, radio, or security mechanisms to prevent swimmers from being separated from the watercraft. So that's what they're saying. They're also saying there were no flotation or life saving devices aboard the boat, which would be a violation of California law. So this is a tragedy. I mean, this is such a tragedy. So there is, we had a show about renting a vehicle. And as I've looked at this, you're actually a whole lot worse off from an insurance standpoint about renting a boat.
Yes.
Because you may have some coverage, possibly, but we're getting ready to rent the boat. I was telling you about, you know, we were out with my friends, and I was not exactly sure about my own policy because I wanted to call the company and I read some of the forms to make sure that we would have coverage if we rented a boat. Well, what we found out is that my particular insurance company, some companies may not give you any coverage for this,
right,
or it's going to be limitation by the size of the boat.
Well, the big thing is to keep in mind, for you to have coverage or not have coverage, you have to make sure that you have it specifically what your policy says. So for an inboard, outboard vehicle that you are renting.
Yeah, that's the...
You have to make sure...
Yeah, what you find out is sometimes the qualifications on a boat that you own is different than a rental boat.
Exactly.
So if you own a boat, what Kathy's trying to say is that, you know, you're going to have some coverage if it's under certain things.
Right, certain horsepower.
Yeah, and this is just one insurance company here, or interpretation, so it's...
So if basically, if you have inboard, outboard, for most carriers, they will have some coverage on your homeowner's policy if it's less than 50 horsepower or less.
But call your company
because you may have none.
And if it's a jet ski, you're probably not going to have it at all.
Yeah, and then outboard, yes, but no... Horsepowers, and there is restrictions, and sails boat, yes, if it's less than 26 feet. They also encourage, if you borrow an actual boat, it's actually, there is coverage for you.
You so gotta be real careful,
and this is one of those things that
you gotta be you gotta be specific about who your insurance company is.
Yes.
So you can have two different types of claims on a boat. You can have you know, you damage their boat. That's
the
claim.
Yes.
But the other one's a liability.
Absolutely.
You know, and you have people out there on jet skis, you know, riding the wake or whatever. I read this really, really funny book that was written. And there was one gentleman that was back in probably the 60s or 70s. He was out, I think it was Lake Lanier. He never even heard of a boat having some kind of police on the lake. So he saw this guy that was jumping lakes, you know, people's wakes or whatever, and this guy was chasing him, and he saw him in a uniform, and he thought he was just playing the part of being like a sea captain or something. He's dressing up like one or something. Well, turned out it was actually an officer, and he got the heck out of there before he got arrested, but they were looking for him afterwards. But there is probably going to be some sort of, you know, I don't know if it's DNR in Georgia, but, you know, you could get pulled over. And that's happened to us before, I think, hadn't it, Kathy? You've got pulled over.
Well, they just pull you over and see that you have your life jackets and that you have floating devices and that you're meeting everything they're supposed to have when you're on the water.
Yeah. So you have two different things. You can damage the boat, or you can have a liability claim. Okay, so...
I also wanted to note, too, if you actually own a boat and you actually have a bunch of... You know, equipment that you bought, like a depth finder, mm-hmm. and different things like that. If it doesn't come with the boat, then we need to make sure you have enough coverage for that as well, because some things can get stolen or damaged or whatever like that as well.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So, what you can do, and this one, I'd like to say their name on air, but this place has really got it going on. They've got you. Just like a rental car, they'll let you buy back a rental damage waiver. Yep. And I went on their website, and they had just a fantastic, I thought it was really, really good job. And even has frequently asked questions. Will my home or auto homeowner's policy cover me in the event of an accident or damage? And that would be estimated cost of repairs, policy pricing and coverage. Do I really need this waiver? It says most personal insurance companies exclude damage for a, quote, rental,
yes,
jet ski or boat. This includes most owner's policies, personal auto policies, et cetera. I thought that was really, I mean, these people have got it going on. They've got estimates of repair costs that you would be responsible for if you were to damage their boat. A propeller could be anywhere from $140 to $750. This is a V-drive shaft replacement as high as $4,500. Mm-hmm. This would be expensive down the lake. Fiberglass repair, high as $8,500. Jet ski hood replacement, high as $1,700. So you could be out some major dough if you were to damage their boat. So anyway, I think it's a good idea to buy the waiver, and they will sell that to you at different various rental places. So again, this is Mark and Kathy Moore with WGRB talking about rental boats today, and I hope you are safe out there on the lake and on the water.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.